Did you know you could get fired by talking politics in the workplace? It doesn't happen often, but the concept of freedom of speech is not part of the workplace. Here's guessing that there will be a lot of water cooler discussions about politics during this big election year here in the Kansas City area. Here to advise us on exactly what the rules are is Brian Finucane. He's a partner in the Kansas City law firm of Fisher & Phillips, and he specializes in the field of labor and employment law. Brian, so good to have you here.
Good to be here. Good
morning. Thanks for coming in. So I thought we had freedom of speech in this country, and yet I could get fired for talking politics at work. What's up with that?
Well, you've got it right. And we do have freedom of speech, and just about everybody thinks that that extends to the private workplace.
That's what I thought. And you're saying it doesn't.
It does not. It's a constitutional issue. The Constitution says, actually, literally, the First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. That's been expanded basically to apply to the government in general.
Mm-hmm.
But it obviously says nothing about private employers and how much they may care to or have the right to abridge your speech.
So what can I say at the office and what can't I say then, Brian?
Well, it depends entirely upon what your boss and what your company believes should be said or should not be said.
Yeah.
Now, the truth of the matter is that most employers, most of our clients, and we represent employers, most of our clients don't have general rules of prohibiting political discussion in the workplace, but they could.
And should they?
My view is that they should, generally speaking, they should not have a broad, all-inclusive rule. Instead, what I tell clients is adopt a rule that says people have to conduct themselves in a professional and respectful manner at all times in the workplace and hold people to that expectation. And if someone talks about politics in a way that is disrespectful, disruptive, inappropriate, then address that on an individual basis and handle situations as they come to your attention.
Do employees in this country actually get fired during presidential election years because they yak too much about Obama or Romney or McCain and Obama, whatever?
You know, I think my guess would be not very many wind up being fired. You used the word yakking about Obama or Romney. If it gets to the point where the employee just is not exercising good judgment and is bothering people in the workplace, those kind of situations can lead to somebody being terminated.
So it's obnoxious stuff. Pounding away at your support for Obama or Romney in this case and going way too far and driving your coworkers nuts.
Much more likely to cause a problem. Now, let me give you an example where expressing support for a politician might become protected. You know, basically saying I support President Obama, not protected. You can be fired for that if a boss should choose to do so. If you say I support Obamacare, not protected. If you say I support Obamacare because this lousy employer of ours doesn't provide us with health insurance, the employee has now moved into a protected activity.
Because
he is complaining about the terms and conditions of employment, and arguably he is doing that just not on behalf of himself, but on behalf of his fellow employees as well.
Yeah. Okay. What about a situation where you put campaign paraphernalia, a bumper sticker or two or six in your cubicle? What about something like that, Brian?
That is more common in terms of an employer saying you can't do it. And an employer, private employer, and a public employer, too, for that matter, on this issue, is perfectly entitled to say, no, we're not going to have campaign material hanging in the workplace. And if an employee chose to disobey that rule, he could be fired for hanging a Romney for president or Obama for president sticker in his workplace.
Yeah. I'm still a little confused. You're advising companies to not have specific guidelines, rules in place as to, you know, what's permissible when it comes to political speech and what's not. And yet, if an employee goes too far and pushes his or her political agenda to a hard extent, they can get fired. So doesn't that suggest the company should have fairly specific rules about what's permissible and what's not?
Well, we typically would not be in a situation where one of our clients would be terminating someone for the first offense. I mean, if something got out of hand, they would then decide what appropriate level of discipline is necessary. But I think a more accurate way to look at it, a more accurate way for me to explain it, is that employers should make a judgment as to what is best for their organization.
Mm-hmm.
Should they follow with what I think is, generally speaking, the best approach, this general standard of professional and respectful conduct at all times?
Yeah.
Or is there something about their workplace that makes it more appropriate to have a complete ban? One such reason for a complete ban would be if there was customer interaction in the workplace.
Ah.
I mean, it would be pretty obvious that an employer should say no Romney stickers, no Obama stickers in an area where the public is coming in to deal with our employees.
That makes a lot of sense. Our phone number here, if you want to join our conversation, perhaps you have a question about what's permissible or not in the workplace when it comes to talking politics, 816-235-2888. Our email address, UpToDate@KCUR.org. Let's go to Ken from Overland Park. Ken, you're on with Brian Finucane with the firm of Fisher & Phillips. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I work at a mid-sized 50-employee insurance agency, and we sell health insurance, among other things. And 3 years ago, when Obamacare was passed, and I expressed that I was in favor of it, even though it would hurt me financially, I was summarily told, if I say that again in the workplace, I will be asked to leave the building. Also, if anybody at our place has an Obama sticker or a Democratic sticker on their car, not in their cubicle, not in their office, but on their car bumper sticker, they will be fired summarily. That's just the way it is where we work.
What kind of company are you working for? Can you describe the kind of work you guys do?
I'm an insurance agent. It's a large insurance agency here in the Kansas City area. We sell health insurance, life insurance, long-term care insurance. And as far as I can tell, I'm the only one that's in favor of it. I'm not sure because we're not allowed to discuss it unless it's against it. If we're opposed to Obamacare all day long, you can talk about it. If you're in favor of it, you will be fired. I was told that 3 years ago, and I've never mentioned it again.
Can you raise a couple of very interesting points? Brian, take a whack at those, would you please?
Yeah. My first reaction is you're in an unusual situation where your employer has decided to impose some political speech rules in the workplace. My first reaction is that that's entirely legal for your employer to do. My second reaction is you've probably shown good judgment complying with that rule for the last 3 years.
So you're saying a company can actually say, you can come out and say you oppose Obamacare, you cannot come out and say you favor it.
That's exactly right. A private employer can do that. Now, whether that's good judgment for a company to make, whether that's a sound rule for the employer to impose is another question altogether.
What about Ken's point about bumper stickers on cars in the parking lot of this insurance company?
You know, the employer can still, again, that's an extreme position, but an employer can still do that legally, a private employer, if that's what they think.
On your car bumper sticker that's parked outside the building?
Yeah, because you're on the company's property.
Okay.
You are displaying that bumper sticker on property.
Yes. Yes, Brian, everything you just said is exactly correct, and that's how they perceive it, and that's the way it is. And, you know, because it's a right-to-work state, as are many states, I guess the attitude is we can basically fire you for anything other than a civil rights reason.
I don't know if your employer would go that far, but the general rule, you've got it right in a sense that employment at will means that you can be terminated for any reason as long as it's not an illegal reason. The things you're talking about is not an illegal reason, so then you and other employees could be terminated for that kind of conduct.
You know, Brian, just kiss the idea about whether the same rules apply to public sector workers. I'm talking about workers who work for the federal government or the state of Missouri or Kansas.
Yeah, and that is a complicated issue. The starting point is the Constitution does apply. So public employees, people employed by federal, state, or local governments, have a freedom of speech right that their employer has to respect. But the courts have, generally speaking, been pretty acceptive of the proposition that public employers can put restrictions upon what employees can talk about.
Brian, it's been a pleasure to have you. Thanks for the good update.
All right. Pleasure to be here, Steve. Thank you.
That's Brian Finucane. He's a partner in the Kansas City firm of Fisher & Phillips.